Yo, climate change is real. But did you know the way we shop online is adding to that problem?
That's right. So here's the thing. There's a solution. Adoshi. It's like online shopping meets fact-checking meets Mother Teresa. So we go to a shop. We have somebody just looking at all the products. And oh, my God, all of the vendors are doing good things in the world.
There we are.
There we are.
There we are. The first online shopping platform of its kind, Adoshi, interviews its brands and inspects every step of the supply chain to ensure that it's actually eco-friendly. It's ethically sourced, it's sustainably made products, and you're going to buy them and feel good about it.
And in these troubled times, we have to really make our dollars count and put them in the right places. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to www.adoshi.co/HTBLO. That's CO, not the com. If you want to shop smart, do good, and look good doing it.
How to be less old!
You guys, have you ever seen a movie so bad you couldn't believe someone actually created it?
Yeah. Paul Scheer, June Diane Raphael, and Jason Mantzoukas have seen a few and are talking about them on their Earwolf podcast, and it's called How Did This Get Made?
In each episode, they sit down with a celebrity guest and dive into a movie that is literally so bad, it's amazing.
Past guests include Abby Jacobson, Alana Glazier, Adam Scott, Scott Aukerman, Kumail Nanjiani. Plus, they have so many amazing guests coming up that it'll make your head spin.
And we have had all three of them on our show. We've had Jason and Paul as guests. We had June pop in for a little quickie. We'll have to have her back. She has a book coming out, and I can't wait for her to bring it. We're going to have a real nice time with her. It's about getting women into politics, young women. So that's going to be great. I can't wait to have her in for that. So listen and subscribe to How Did This Get Made on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or you know what, guys, wherever you listen.
How to be less old!
I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
How to be less old!
Great. Emily, we are podcasters.
We are.
We're women of the world.
Yep. Yep.
God damn it if I'm not enjoying myself doing this podcast.
Oh, well, it is a delight to be here with you today.
As it always is to see you. It's great to have a place to see a friend. It's like a date.
It is like
a date.
On
the books.
It's always here with us.
God bless.
On a lovely morning. So we had a wonderful time this week, you and I. Over text message where you said to me, Emily, your mom friended me on Facebook.
Oh, my God, Emily.
And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I also got a friend request. I ignored it, and I'll tell you why. Because my mom does not deal with the electronic world.
The World Wide Web.
Okay. So you're like, oh, yeah, and I accepted. And I said, please go to her page for me and tell me, like, does she have a photo? Because this is not my mom. This is the Russians or whatever. You know, I'm like, this is bad news.
Right. Somebody got hacked.
So I get this amazing screen grab of like my mom's page. And, you know, she has friends who I know.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, obviously people have accepted this friend request.
From Sherry.
There's one post. You know, like it's not in all caps, but it should be.
Yeah.
I do not want to be on Facebook. Please take me off.
It's so good. No profile picture, in case anyone was wondering.
No.
It's so stark. It's so aggressive. I love that.
She's like being held hostage on Facebook.
And requesting people to be her friends somehow.
Somehow.
Somehow. Like, she hates it. She wants off. I love that she feels somebody set this up for her and is forcing her into it.
I love that she thinks just by posting, someone's going to be like, oh, okay, let me do this for you. Let me take you down.
I got you. Well, your dad is on the – I didn't even think twice because your dad is on the Facebook. He's active. He's living his best life. Yeah. You know, so when Sherry hit me up, I was like, oh, yeah, Melvin. I got Melvin up in here. Like, I'm 100% going to bring Sherry onto my friend list.
Oh.
But that, I hadn't looked. So no. Thank you for asking me to go check it out because it was a joy. It was like the most thug profile. No pictures, just an aggravated –
get
statement
me the fuck
and
out
request.
Of here.
Yeah, she like wanted to bounce.
So that, really, that was really a, fun. A beautiful moment that we had this week. And it brought us to the acronym GOAT, which
sure
I'm
did.
Hoping that our friend who we're bringing in today, Mike Roma, can talk us through.
Yes, it's one you usually know more than I do in general. But on this one,
I
did. So I would love to know where we got it from, if it's been with us. It's recently come across my desk, so I don't know if Mike knows.
Mike is a filmmaker and an editor. He has a new film out called Dating My Mother, is making the festival rounds currently.
And he's got Kathy and Jimmy in there, who I love. Ooh. It's about, I think, the mom and the son are dating online at the same time.
At the same time. That's which right. Is, not each other, but they're right. both well, online
yeah.
dating.
Yeah, that would be a different movie. Right. But it is, you know, it's happening. I think there's so many people in that boat. Parents are divorced. Somebody died. They're looking for love, as is the kid. And you kind of have to... You know, we'll talk to him more about it, but I think that's a really fun and clever idea.
Should we bring him in?
Oh, absolutely.
Because I think he's got a lot to teach us.
Great.
Well, hi, Mike.
Hi, just walked in.
Fresh off that boat.
Yeah. Took
How
a boat
are you?
From Mid-City. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Good, good, good.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to just hit you with some 5 quick questions.
Yeah.
5
just
quick
to
ones?
Get to okay. know you.
Yes.
Sure.
Are you Henny, Hunty, or a hoe?
Hoe.
Oh, you're a hoe.
Big hoe.
Oh, wow. Okay, great.
If now, I'm feeling sassy.
And is Henny, well, I don't know what a Henny is.
Henny is just like your girl, like you'd be like, oh, hey, okay, Henny.
It's Henny, sort of, yeah. You, H-E-N-N-Y.
Yeah. So like sort of like, you know how you'd say, oh, girl? That's, I would use it interchangeably.
And it's
it
not a honey.
It's not a honey.
It's a Henny.
Yeah.
Is it a derivative of honey? No.
That's a good question.
Okay.
I'm actually not sure. I haven't done too much research. I just sort of know. I just use it. I actually tweeted, oh, Henny.
I know. I stole it from your tweet.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Because I was like, I don't know it, and I'm going to just throw it up in here.
So you can say it could be a term of endearment, or it could be a put-down sort of a thing.
Henny.
In the same way that you'd be like, oh, girl, let me tell you. So, you know, you could say that to a girlfriend,
so
or
like,
you
oh,
could
girl.
Be like, you have no idea what you're talking about. Like, oh, sweetie, you're doing amazing,
oh,
sort
Henny.
Of a thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
And hunty is a honey and a cunt mixed together in a beautiful way.
Mm-hmm, in a gorgeous way.
And ho, which is my new way of spelling ho, which I don't know. I've learned it from T.S. Madison. I don't know if you're a fan. No. You need to be.
Yeah.
Get to know T.S. Madison, I beg of you.
Okay.
She spells ho H-E-A-U-X, and that's the only way
that's
I spell
amazing.
It now. I mean, it's just, that's so
good.
It's important. That is important.
It's a high class hoe. Is there a reason? She give it a reason behind that spelling?
No. It's just the right way to do it.
Okay.
Like, listen, you hoes. It's just right.
Yeah, no, I agree. I just wasn't sure if she was like, oh, it's a really classy.
I don't think it came from class. I think it just came from...
sass.
Yeah, just some sass, you know.
Well, and it's a stepped up way
version.
To write ho. And this is, so T.S.'s big thing is stepping your pussy up.
Oh, okay.
Which we'll get to.
Because
Mike goes, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Casual Friday or casual all day, every day?
Ooh, great question. Casual Friday.
Mm.
Because it keeps it special.
Right.
Okay.
And then I'd like to dress up, too.
Who's your favorite? Mariah Carey, T-Swift, or Nicki Minaj? You just have to pick one.
Mariah Carey.
Oh.
Did you think, were you expecting otherwise?
We try to keep an open heart and not expect.
No, no expectations.
But why Mariah?
Well, first of all, she's like such a diva, which is just, you have to appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of for me, like an OG diva. I mean, I think she had her dog limousined across the country when it wasn't allowed in first class or something. Like that is ho with an
H-E-A-U-X.
Yeah, thank you. I can't spell.
Yeah.
It's too early.
Oh, Henny.
Not Taylor Swift, because she's problematic for many reasons.
Okay. Well.
And I like Nicki Minaj a lot, but, like, if I had to choose between the two of them, I just...
Well, side note, I know we're getting through our five questions, but I was just watching a Watch What Happens Live with Mariah, and Andy Cohen...
What a good guess.
Andy Cohen goes to her, can you give me... It was one of those, like, you have five questions and you only can say... You can only lie on one of them or something like that. And he's like, can you say two nice things about Nicki Minaj? And Mariah just looks at him dead in the eye for a long time and goes, can you? And I was like, yes.
Well, wait, and you brought to me recently, Deanna, the Mariah Carey.
J-Lo.
Was asked, do you know Jennifer Lopez? The answer?
I don't know her.
Yeah.
I don't know her. Is like
the best.
The best.
Oh my God. Have you seen that?
Well, I've seen that GIF a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, okay, I don't know her.
Dropped GOAT, am I wrong? Yeah. The GOAT.
I did. Well, yeah, I may have been eavesdropping earlier.
Okay.
The GOAT. So can you give us that while we're here?
The greatest of all time.
Ah, yes.
And does that feel new to you or old?
It feels new, definitely.
It does. Okay.
So y'all aren't too far behind.
Okay, great.
You're pretty good. Oh, you're pretty good.
Thank you for saying that today. We needed that zip in our everything.
Yeah. Oh, good. No, I'm always here to help.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I've been seeing that, you know, on pictures of Obama or whatever. GOAT. Yep.
And that's weird. I haven't seen that under our pictures yet.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
I'll Photoshop something after this. Don't worry.
Yes. Photoshop.
But I also think GOAT is, that's just such a weird, like, a picture of Obama, then, like, GOAT.
In all caps.
Like, yeah. He's such a goat, right?
Yes.
Although it sort of fits, because I like goats. They're fun and stupid animals. I don't know.
True.
I don't know if there's any relation between the two, but I feel like there should be.
Maybe.
Like, baby goats especially.
Well,
like
that's
most
really
ridiculous.
What I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that.
Okay.
Oh. Hottest. Joey, Chandler, or Ross?
Joey.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I knew from Friends. Whoa. I just took me a second because I was like, wait, I need to. Definitely Joey. Yeah. And even watching now. Yeah, Joey.
Joey all
he's just
the
like
way.
He's just like, I hate to say this because I don't like to do binaries in general, but he's like a man. Like, he like likes to eat. He's just all about, like, think. Like, he likes to eat, fuck. Loves women, respects women, though, too. Mm-hmm. I actually read this, like, Twitter article saying how, or not Twitter article, Twitter thread about how Joey should have wound up with Rachel in the end because he, like, never treated her as that sort of, like, idealized woman. They were always just friends first, and it was the one woman that he was just friends with before he started pursuing her romantically. And I was like, I can get behind this. Because Ross always was like, Rachel, like, I deserve her.
She was day one for Ross.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Deanna, do you have one that you would bed out of those three?
I think I would. I'm not a big Friends person. I haven't watched it all.
You don't have Friends?
But I think Joey, you're making a great case for Joey. And he was beefy.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I like a beefcake Charlie. So maybe.
Beefcake Charlie.
Maybe Joey.
Okay.
Emily?
I think I'm going Chandler.
Oh, nice. I can respect that. I mean, none of us are Ross. I think that's fair to say.
No. He was too whiny.
So whiny.
So whiny. Not, so many needs.
And not that cute.
Not that cute. Kind
of and the worst part of the O.J. Simpson miniseries. He was terrible. He really made it. He was the one really weak spot, unfortunately.
That's too bad. I'm sorry, David Schwimmer.
Sorry, brah.
Brah?
The number one way... You've stepped your pussy up this year.
Oh, man. Getting a full-time job, I guess.
That's nice.
Yeah, instead of freelancing all the time. Yeah.
That is actually one of the hallmarks of stepping your pussy up.
I think so. Get a job.
Literally get a job.
Get a job.
Yeah, just find one.
Right.
Yeah.
Get one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steal it if you need to.
And T.S. Madison's checklist. Be yourself, bitch. Step your pussy up.
Mm-hmm.
Get a job. Own a business, and then suck a dick.
Suck a dick.
Yeah, I want to be a CEO who sucks dick. That's my main goal in life, I think.
So what's your job?
You're on your way.
Yeah, I'm an editor for this company called Attention, ATTN colon.
Yeah, we already know about that.
Yeah. Well, then I won't say anymore.
No, we're so excited when we know something.
We found Mike Roma through Goddess Imuzu.
Oh, great.
She loves her. We bonded over Drag Race. That's like how we became besties.
And that's how you two are going to become besties.
I feel the fates colliding already.
Yeah.
She's definitely a hunty.
Oh, 100% honey.
So, you're a director, writer.
Yeah.
How did you get into directing? This movie sounds really exciting. What's happening with it right now?
So right now we're traveling around the festival circuit and we're courting distribution offers. I'm hoping it'll be online in the next few months, like spring or summer next year.
Oh my gosh.
So right now we're going to Chicago next weekend and then New York City at the end of October.
By the way, anytime you can say like, I'm courting distribution offers, that's that is the most stepped up pussy thing I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, my pussy's pretty up
pretty
there.
Stepped up.
I'd like to be courted by anything right now. Like, that sounds hot as fuck. Yeah, court me, motherfuckers.
She's on the stair climber for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
That's good.
So Dating My Mom is, tell us a little bit about this movie. What was the inspiration for it? How did you start it?
The inspiration? Oh, yeah. I love that. Yeah, stealing. It's very autobiographical. My mom just started online dating, and I've always online dated. And she was very successful with it, and I'm still not super successful with
it. That's the best story.
Yeah. Love that.
She's like, killing it.
Yeah. She has a boyfriend of 2 years. I'm like, oh, cool. Cool.
No.
Like, good for you. So happy for you. Oh, my God.
What app was she using?
Well, she was on Match.com, which is for, that's a more serious thing. And I think people, my generation especially, use online dating very frivolously. I mean, I do, too. I don't want to just say, it's endemic for everyone except for me. Except, I'm perfect. I don't do anything wrong.
Right.
Kidding. And I think it's really easy to just, swipe left or right and, really be dismissive of people. Whereas if you're a little bit older, maybe you've already been in a really long-term relationship, it's a lot easier to, know what you're really looking for and being able to spot, oh, this person's BS.
Quality and this person is not.
Yeah, exactly.
How old is your mom? When did she start? Or she wouldn't want you. She doesn't care.
She doesn't care. She's 56.
Okay.
Yeah. So and stepping that pussy up at 54, I guess.
I love that.
Dating.
And was she nervous about online dating?
Yeah, but very excited too. I think I captured less of the specifics of the whole situation as opposed to the emotion of her and just how excited and bubbly she was about the whole experience.
I love that.
And totally nervous too, but she would talk with guys on the phone for hours before meeting them.
Oh my God. And that's so old school. I love
right?
it.
Right? Yes. I know. I'm like, Mom, just go meet me. He's like, no, you could be crazy.
That's true though. You got to be careful as a lady. But could you imagine sitting down and having a phone conversation with someone from a dating app for hours? Have you done that?
No.
No.
I mean, not unless I've met them before. Otherwise, I think that's such a waste of time, right? I'd rather meet them, see if we have that weird chemistry connection. But that's what I think is so hard about online dating. It's why I'd rather meet someone in person, of course, because you can just automatically tell if that spark is there.
Right.
And
but your mother is in a 2-year relationship and she talked on the phone.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't, not to, but just to say.
Maybe there's
something to that.
I think so. I just don't know if my generation would be open to that. Imagine me, because you asked me that question. I said it was weird.
Right.
So unless everyone else in my generation is that makes sense to do.
Well, let me ask you this, because when we were put in touch, I was like, do you mind just jumping on the phone with me for a little? Was that I know it's weird for your generation to be on the phone at all. Was
right.
that like, oh, God, I have to make a phone call?
I barely
call.
Know what a phone is. No, that's totally fine.
So then what's the difference between if I was a gentleman being like, hey, boo, let's just talk and get to know each other a little?
It's fair. Rationally, it totally makes sense.
I'm just, curious.
But I just think emotionally, it's just
because there's an argument
harder,
to be made.
Please.
You're saying, no, I just think we should think it through.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it.
Because
Mom made the leap.
Mom made the leap. She started online dating.
Yeah.
Great. That's,
if there was a checklist there, on her checklist was phone call with potential date.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're saying that's a time suck. I'm going to have to be on the phone with somebody. But it's easier to meet them and see if there's a spark. But you could be saving time.
Yes.
By hopping on the phone. You can tell a lot from a phone call.
Definitely.
A lot.
Definitely.
So then, because you're getting in your car, you're showing up, you're getting an Uber, you're getting a Lyft, spending money, getting a drink, maybe having to buy the drink. Arguably, your mom saved time and money by hopping on the phone for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and making that call.
I mean, she was on the phone for hours. But
Mike is looking at me like, he's like, why are you yelling at me, first of all?
No, the thing is because I agree 100% with everything that you're saying. It makes so much sense. But still, there's something about, and I think maybe it's because younger people, if you will, value looks more than.
But you are seeing a picture.
Yeah, but okay, people are not very.
By the way, I met my husband online, and we did talk quite a bit before we met.
Oh, really?
Out of necessity because he was on a boat, but still,
interesting.
We did talk for weeks before we met.
Oh, wow!
And so. We would have met earlier if he was around. That being said,
I have a question about that. Did you, because you knew his personality, arguably, from talking on the phone, did you, like, perhaps find him more attractive on that meeting because you already knew him a little?
Yes. Right, I was excited to meet him because we, you know, the first couple of calls, I enjoyed them, but I wasn't really paying attention. And then, like, after a while, I was like, oh, I'm really looking forward to talking to him.
So what is that chemistry? I ask you, Mike.
Oh, shit. You just turned to me, like, last minute.
Really,
I was never prepared.
Because I feel like so many people have that, right? Where you want to, like, meet and have that instant spark. But what is that? Like, that's not based on...
It's not real. That's not a real
thing.
That's not real. That's totally movies.
It could be.
Well, and I think there is, sure. Right. That's undeniable. You meet someone and there can be that beautiful spark. But, like... Yeah. There's, I think, maybe too much emphasis placed on that.
I think the foundation is really nice. Like, and that's why I wind up dating friends a lot, because you have that foundation beforehand
them.
And you like them as a human.
You are Joey Racheling.
God, if only we could.
Wow.
As long as it ends differently, of course.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah.
Look, you just
don't you think
to...
that would have been so good if they ended up together? Like,
I
such
mean,
a great twist.
He should have knocked her up.
Yeah, she had a baby and he was still like into her. Or was she pregnant? Whatever
she was pregnant.
It was. Yeah, okay, come on. Like, that's a man that you want.
He proposed to her in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Okay. Like, come on. That is a solid man.
That's a man.
You jump on that.
That's a man.
Metaphorically, physically, all of it.
Are we going to learn some of these tips if we watch Dating My Mother?
Yes. I think you'll also experience what, like, the feeling behind it, too.
Yeah.
I just am really excited to start sharing the movie with people because it's been underground for, you know, a year of production and post-production, and we're finally taking it on the festival circuit. But to really get it out there on the internet, I think it's going to be great.
And how did Kathy and Jimmy get involved?
So I actually wrote her role. She plays, like, this kooky neighbor character, and I wrote with her in mind, just, like...
Yeah.
For no reason. Like, this is my first feature film.
Yeah.
And I reached out to her. Like, I did a web series a few months before, and we got really good traction. So I was like, here's this other thing that I've done. Here's the script. Here's a letter that says why I think you're great for this part and why, like, how I wrote it with you in mind. And it all resonated and clicked with her.
Bam.
So, Mike.
Look at you.
She's a superstar. I love
her. By the way, that gave me chills.
Aw.
Yeah. Like, just, I don't know. That takes a certain amount of chutzpah, if you will.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Some chutz.
Well, is that series Danny the Manny that you sent her?
Yes.
Okay,
cool. It's very similar tonally to the movie.
And you know what? I would love to play. I think there's a really interesting... discussion. Danny the Manny is a web series.
Yeah, and it's on YouTube for anyone who wants to see.
Awesome. And the idea is what behind Danny the Manny?
So it's a gay babysitter who discovers that the little boy he's watching likes to cross-dress.
Great. So here's a clip, and I think it's beautifully written, and it brings up some really interesting discussion. So maybe we play it, take a break, and then come back.
Great.
Nice.
I walked in on Quinn wearing your clothes the other day.
Oh, that's so awkward. I'm sorry, I told him to stop doing that.
No, I'm sorry, I should have brought it up to you earlier. I was just, you know, worried.
What do you mean?
Well, I think Quinn might be queer.
Excuse me?
I mean, I know what it's like struggling with your sexuality and stuff, so I didn't know how to bring it up.
Sexuality? He's 6 years old. Wait, you're gay?
Yeah. You're joking, right?
What does this have to do with Quinn? Are you trying to insult him or something?
No, not at all.
You called him queer.
Oh, that's just like an umbrella term now for like all things LGBT. The acronym gets so long, it's so crazy, you know. But it's good. It's inclusive. So anyway, he wanted to play dress up, so we did, and I actually have a picture of it here.
It's wearing my clothes. Did you post that or something?
No. Yes. It's private.
You said we played dress up. Did you wear my clothes too?
Oh, I... Yes.
How to be less old!
Okay. It's not a secret, you guys. Bra shopping's not everyone's favorite thing.
That's
it can
right.
be a bummer. Mm-hmm. But what if you could skip all the lines and the hassle and the checkout and the horrible lighting and the mirrors and find the perfect fitting bra in just minutes? Does that sound good to you? Well, you gotta check out thirdlove.com.
So just take the Third Love's online fit finder quiz, and they'll recommend the right bra and the right size for you.
It's amazing. I love my Third Love bra.
Do you?
It's very comfortable.
Ugh.
You know how you used to come home and you just take that bra off right away?
Yeah.
Don't even know what's on.
That is worth the money. That is worth the time. I mean, there's nothing better than feeling comfortable all day and not wanting to rip a bra off your body and throw it into the fire.
What's great about Third Love is they're kind of obsessed with finding the right fit.
Yeah.
Which is why my boobs feel so good. So that's why Third Love is the only lingerie brand that offers bras in half cup sizes.
And here's the great thing. You can try one of Third Love's amazingly comfortable bras for free for a whole month, 30 days. You just pay $2.99 for the shipping.
And you can really try it. Like cut off the tags, throw it in the washing machine, wear it all day, sweat in it, get those titties in them.
Take them out for a spin. Take those titties out on the town.
You might forget that you're wearing it.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a good thing, okay?
If your Third Love bra isn't your new favorite, it's not going to be a problem. You just return it or exchange it for free.
By the way, I've done several exchanges on Third Love, and it's been easy breezy and wonderful.
So go to thirdlove.com/HTBLO to find your perfect fitting bra.
And try it for 30 days. thirdlove.com/HTBLO to find your new favorite bra for free.
How to be less old!
Stitcher Premium is entering the musical podcast space with new three-part series Stolen Idea, written by Matt Besser and Bobby Matthews.
So Stolen Idea is a comedy punk rock musical that covers the theft of intellectual property in the artistic in both the music and comedy worlds.
Whoa. The story follows a stand-up comedian and a rock musician who are both approaching 40 and are fearful their time to make it is running out.
One has his idea stolen and the other steals an idea.
She's produced and mixed by Earwolf's lead sound engineer, Brett Morris. The 17-song soundtrack features performances by Scott Aukerman, Paul Rust, James Adomian, John Gemberling, Virginia Matthews, Harris Whittles, Mike Cassidy, Mike Still, and Danielle Schneider.
Listen to Stolen Idea on Stitcher Premium and get 1 month of Stitcher Premium free when you go to stitcherpremium.com/stolen and enter the promo code LESSOLD.
That's stitcherpremium.com/stolen, offer code LESSOLD.
How to be less old!
Okay, we are back with Mike Roma. Hi, Emily Frieda Foster.
Oh, hi, Deanna Chang.
We're How to Be Less Old. Just getting that in there.
So, Danny the Manny.
Yeah.
That was like an awesome scene.
Thank you.
Very, very well done in terms of having a delicate conversation. You know, and it's extra, it's a step extra where, you know, someone isn't a family member trying to have this conversation.
Right.
It's like, you know, I am the Manny and you are the mom. So,
yeah.
It's very well done in that, like,
kind of removed but trying to be an advocate for this young boy.
Right. What I love about it is just what you said. There's this, you know, Manny who's trying to be an advocate. He sees himself in the six-year-old. He wants to be able to help him, mm-hmm. help the mom, help the journey, right? But he did some things that are questionable.
Sure.
Yeah.
He took a picture. He posted it.
He also dressed up.
He dressed up as well. And, you know, I love the discussion of queer because we had that conundrum like about a year and a half ago when we were learning about pronouns and different terms. And we didn't know, can we say. Now, I don't know that I take queer out for all that many spins, but I would. You know, I understand. I would say like, oh, in the queer community or they consider, you know, I would use it.
Sure.
But a year and a half ago, I was like, are we saying queer? It feels wrong. I didn't know it was an umbrella term.
Right.
Yeah. And you can, I mean, I don't think that everyone should be taking it out for a spin. I think it's more, you know, if you're in the community, it's easier to use than outside the community.
Right. And if you're an ally and it and you feel it, you're confident in it, in your vagina, in your testicles, in your non-binary areas.
Yes. I think you can use it without it being insulting.
Right.
100.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
But I don't want to advocate everyone should be spitting it here and there and everywhere.
Feel real good. Feel real confident. You got to feel real confident and really know what you're talking
about.
Is that fair?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
It's totally free to use. Like, don't say the F word or the D word, but like queer is totally fair game. Yeah.
But so when you were writing this scene, how did you come to it? Were you trying to make it complicated so you didn't know exactly how you felt about it? Or do you feel like, oh, he did exactly the right thing?
Right. Well, I sort of just try to put myself in that situation. And I thought about how terrible sometimes I am at explaining things. And I just was like, okay, let's just pick all the facts, all the things that he did. As opposed to the explanation, like he's trying to explain, and that's why he brings out his phone because he's like, "Oh my god, just take all of it off of me!" Like, just
right. Here,
yeah.
Look at
here's
this. Something
this
else.
This is what your kids
look
doing.
At this phone. Oh my god. Okay, great. And I also wanted it. I didn't want her because I knew that spoiler alert. Like, well,
he gets fired.
It ends. Yeah. It ends okay for him. Like he comes
for
back
the Manny.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Because he gets fired in another 2 seconds in this video.
Yeah, exactly. And then he comes back. And I knew that I didn't want her firing to stem from her being homophobic in any way.
Right.
But all of these things are really questionable.
Right.
And like the initial thing is like, okay, well, you're fired or like you can't see us for a while or whatever because the post. The dressing in her clothes. Like, that's just, like, hard
grapple
around. Even
from.
For someone that's, like, super progressive, right? It's like, oh, well, is that an invasion of privacy? Probably.
Right.
Especially if you didn't have a conversation about it before. But also, he's trying to explain this thing about her kid that everyone should take seriously.
Right, but it also might fall under, like, a really even super progressive parent might be like, you know what, that's imaginative play, and that isn't sexuality at this point. And he is not.
Oh, totally.
You
Absolutely.
Know, it's so young, too, that.
Yes.
It doesn't mean necessarily anything, you know?
And that's where we go with the series, too, is, like, the main character assumes it means that because he is, like, very quick to be like, okay, here are the labels that I've, you know, come to learn in college or high school or whatever, like, during my own journey, and we need to ascribe that to people as soon as possible so that they at least know who they are. But I think there's something really important about that gray area. I call it the purple area between the pinks and the blues,
Aww.
Where you can sort of just explore and have fun. And
gender.
Adults and
yeah,
gender.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And adults, I think, are really quick to label and define things for kids. I mean, kids like definitions, too. But there is that area of play and discovery that I think is really important for kids to have.
Right. And to not be slapped necessarily with a label that may not fit in 5 years.
Right.
Or, you know, it's like that can even be more confusing than, like, I know at my nephew's nursery school, all the boys dress up in the princess outfits.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. That's what they do. They have everything there, and all the boys and girls wear all of the stuff. And it's, you know, encouraged. And there's nothing to do with anything other than experiencing and imaginative play and having fun and just trying different things on. And it's not deep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's really like the space that kind of makes the most sense.
Yeah. That's what I want the world to be like. So that sounds amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
It is funny. I mean, you know, just trying to raise a little lady baby. It's like even you know, there's been a lot of discussions for me and friends because I try not to dress her too girly sometimes, or sometimes I'll dress her super girly or whatever, right, you know, like I'm not picking a road. But if I have her dressed, you know, not super girly and someone calls her, you know, refers to her as a boy, I'll just say, oh, yeah, is she blah, 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 blah. But there are people that really, you know, they have a hard time with it. And I'm like, but isn't that the point? Isn't that what we're doing? Like it, you dress them, you know, however they, because it doesn't matter if she's a boy or a girl. Like it, that's it,
right.
It doesn't factor in yet. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's no factor here. But it's weird if someone's like trying to dress their child gender neutral and then they get upset. Well, she got called a boy. I'm like, yeah, who cares?
Right.
Who cares?
Well, it's like a little baby who has no hair, but you're like gluing a bow to its head.
People do that. Yeah.
My parents did that. I didn't have hair for so long. I think they were just like, well, I guess we got to glue it in. Yeah. You know, they were just like taping it to my head.
To your scalp.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Ow. That sounds painful. Yeah. Beauty's pain, I guess.
Sure, it was.
You learned early lessons, very young age. You know? Yeah.
And we can find Danny the Manny on.
Yeah, on YouTube, yeah.
That's so much fun. Mike, you're doing such big things. I'm into it.
Oh, well, thank you.
Teach us. Teach us, Mike. All right. So we wanted to play a little game with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't know what the game is,
but
it sounds
scared or?
A little bit. A little scared.
A little scared.
Hashtag scared.
So I was just on a step.
You were. I like it.
Like total kick this
week.
I
like it.
Because I, you know, and I think I texted you. I was like, I'm ready to step my pussy up this week. So I think it's just been a whole theme.
You're just getting slapped with it, Mike. You're at the wrong place.
My lady is all up on your cheeks right now.
It's either right place, right time or wrong place, right wrong time. But you're here and we're slapping pee all over you.
Yeah, okay. That's what that form was that I signed.
Okay, so stepped up pussy or hell no. This is
so I choose those options.
Yeah, yeah. Those are your only two options.
Okay. Oh God.
Babies wearing turbans.
Such a strange.
That's such a weird question. I can't.
You can just say stepped.
Stepped
or
up
hell
that
no.
pussy.
Yeah, but or you could just say stepped on that one because it's a baby and. Well, whatever you want.
Yeah, I would say stepped up that pussy.
Oh.
Okay. All right. See, that was my solution for not having to glue something on her poor bald.
Well, can I say, though, because, I mean, don't do it if you're not, like, I don't know.
No, yeah, you can say
Middle Eastern.
Yeah, you can say that.
But
say
that's,
well.
But, no. It's funny because, so I've been reading, too, a lot about cultural appropriation. I think that's why I made it on the list. And I have bought her all these adorable baby turbans. And I'm like, because I'm like, it's old Hollywood. But old Hollywood also stole it. I mean, it's all stolen.
Here's the thing, though, guys. And I'm really, I'm up to it, my neck in appropriation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We live in America.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
We live in what I was brought up as understanding as a melting pot.
Yep.
And we are always pulling influences from each other all the time.
Yes.
And this discussion of appropriation is important because there's certain things that I think the awareness does have to be raised and you have to understand why you're pulling something and where you're getting your influences from.
Yeah, definitely.
That being said, this idea that we can't enjoy each other's influence and use it, I don't agree with it. And I'm bothered by it.
I do think there's a line, right? Like, I think there is definitely a line that gets crossed by white people often who are unaware. Like, a girl going to Coachella wearing, like, a, you know, a Native American tribal outfit because it's fucking cute kind of takes away from, you know, that whole, you know, you have to, there's a level of respect there within that community of someone who gets to wear that outfit.
True.
And I think what that does is it strips it away and makes it play. So I'm dressing up as, and without kind of appreciating where the roots are.
And I would love that conversation to be happening, you know, more than this, like, you can't, this isn't, because it just feels false to me. Like, I just don't think that that's the way forward in terms of, like, understanding. I don't know. I feel like right now in our world, there's so much finger pointing and anger about everything. And I just don't think that's how you grow, in my opinion. I could be wrong.
No, I agree. We definitely live in outrage culture. But I do think, to Emily's point, like it is important. Not that you're saying not to be sensitive to these things. And I think ultimately we will get to a stage where everything will be a melting pot. But until we reconcile with a lot of the problems that are endemic in our culture, it's really hard to like think that wearing an American Native American headdress is okay or something like that, because there's so many problems. Like their whole culture has been decimated.
Out of my mouth. So yeah, thank you.
But I totally understand where it's the problem is we're not having conversations.
We're
not yelling at
each
other.
We're just screaming,
and that's the problem. And I understand why people would just shut that down, because it's like you haven't been listening to us for so long. So, and anyone on the social justice warrior sort of side of things, they haven't been listened to for so long. So of course they're going to, you know, shout the like loudest that they can. And we live in a culture that exalts that, right? And rewards that, because it goes on the media a lot more as opposed to having a rational conversation about things and actually, you know, hearing each other out.
So are you throwing out your baby turbans or are you not?
Well, I don't. He said it was stepped up pussy. I'm just thinking about it.
He said stepped up pussy if you're Middle Eastern.
Yeah, he did say that.
That was my like asterisk next to it.
So I think you're.
That's fair.
I think those are going
in the trash.
She looks really good.
At least
send them to the Middle East.
To the Middle East, yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Matching outfit with your bae. Stepped or hell nah?
Hell nah. That is gross. No. No.
Oh, okay. Holographic lip gloss.
Okay. I have no idea what that is.
I don't
but
either.
Step that pussy up.
Birkenstocks?
I have a pair, so step that pussy up.
Okay. Great.
Well, see, that's the thing. I feel like they have been like with us. They've been back. They've been like a trend. They've been like here, they're there. In my mind, it's not necessarily a stepped up, but like maybe it is. Maybe it's time for the Birkenstock.
I'm not here for it, but like, do you, everyone? Like, I don't love a Birkenstock, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if you want to keep I feel like there's so much exposed toe.
And I don't want to throw this out to upset you. It's very normcore. So is that?
And that might be part of my problem.
Well, it's very lesbian. And I had to say, step your pussy up for the lesbians out there. But I also have a pair of Birkenstock clogs that are super cute.
Okay.
Just going
to
say.
Love
so there's
to see
not
what
just
those
the
are.
Open-toed situation.
Yeah, that's right. That's a closed toe.
Yeah, it's a closed toe.
Okay, now this is something that I'm not familiar with, and maybe you can instruct us.
Okay.
There's a new app called Islands.
Islands.
Do you know it? No.
Does it have to do with the chain restaurant?
Don't.
Definitely not, but I wish it did. Apparently it's a new messaging app that has been taking off like wildfire at college campuses.
Wow.
Oh, okay. It was probably like one of those like WhatsApp sort of situations, maybe?
I'm not sure.
Like a Yik Yak thing.
Like if I have no idea. But if the Islands app was on your phone, would that be stepped up pussy or hell nah?
I'm going to say hell nah.
Okay.
And I'm trying to, you know, unplug as much as possible. In general, I don't need more apps. Maybe that makes me sound old or enlightened. We can take it as you see
way.
It.
Let's go enlightened.
Yeah.
I like that.
See-through crop top, no bra.
Stuff that pussy up. Because I bought one last week, okay?
Okay. Nip chic.
I'm not going to wear a bra.
No,
I mean,
well, you
I, shouldn't. Mean, I could.
You could.
But not with that.
That's
not why you bought it.
No.
But I'm just like, let those nipples free.
Yeah,
that's
free the nip.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, don't go to the office or do if you really are looking for a fun day. But
I mean, Emuzu might.
Yeah, she might.
She did.
Oh my God.
She just also wears a Snuggie sometimes in the office, which I steal because it's really cold where I work. Like, we're in separate sections of the office.
Right.
Love her.
Okay, candy corn ice cream, which apparently is now at Disneyland.
Vomit.com. No.
Hell nah.
Are you into the new iPhone 8?
Okay.
Big sigh, by the way. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to say nah. I don't know. These things come out every year. Hell nah? Right? Is that it? Hell nah. Like, it's just, I mean, do I want one? Like, kind of.
Right.
But also, my phone's fine.
Yeah.
What is it? It has like a couple emojis. It's a little bit bigger of a screen. It's stupid. Like, I'd rather just buy a bunch of really good food, frankly.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Oh, man. I never saw that.
I know. Halloween costumes for your pet.
Oh, step that pussy up. Woo! As a gay man, like, you gotta treat your pets right, right? I mean, come on.
I like it. Do you have pets?
I don't, but I really want to get a dog.
All right, that's fair. Mm-hmm. All right, I think we did it.
We totally did it.
We did.
Guys, here's the thing. Go to www. We never have to say those. I'm going to say it when I cross those out.
HTTP. Colon.
/// Guys, go to datingmymother.com. Get yourself acquainted. When that movie hits the interwebs, you're going to go ahead and follow at Roma Mike just so you can be alerted.
Yeah.
And after then he picks, you know, whoever's courting him after he picks the winner.
My many suitors.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be online and you're going to get it.
Yeah, get at that. And if you're not ready to wait, why don't you go check out his web series that is on YouTube, and it's called
Danny the Manny.
Danny the Manny, and it's super good.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
We're going to have you back.
It's the Goat Podcast.
Goat.
Thank you.
Bye.
How to be less old.
Loved Mike.
So delightful. You know, and it's fun. I feel like he has more for us.
He does.
So maybe we bring him back because he was a delightful young man.
Yeah, I think we can learn more.
Yeah, I do too. And everyone should check out his movie when it comes out. Please, Lowood. Dating My Mother.
Absolutely. And I am Deanna Chang at Deanna M. Chang.
Oh, that's right. I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster. And we are HTBLO on the Twitter and the Facebook.
If you haven't, I would suggest gently that you march yourself over to Apple Podcasts and review How to Be Less Old. You may want to give us 5 stars. It's an option. I strongly suggest that option.
I like the marching part.
Yeah. And you know what? We have a little lovely treat from Carrie H81. She said, educate yourself. 5 stars, not 4.
That's a beautiful. You know, and I like that she put in the 81, which makes me think she was born in 1981. Bless you for including that in your life. She says, you don't realize how much shiz you really don't know until you hear this. Thank God these ladies are doing God's work in trying to keep this 35-year-olds, I can't do the math, but I'm guessing that's 81, street cred somewhat intact. Super funny. Look forward to the ep release every week.
Yay. Thank you so much. You guys can be like Carrie, too, if you also go and review. Have a great day, guys. And go to at Roma Mike for all his stuff.
Oh, honey.
And thank you so much to Eric.
Bye.
Hello, I'm Alexander Graham Bell. I stole the idea for the telephone. Hey, people steal ideas all the time, everywhere, even in the worlds of music and comedy. Stolen Idea is a punk rock musical set in these two worlds where theft can make or break a career. They're written by Matt Besser and Bobby Matthews. Produced by Brett Morris. Starring Matt Besser, Bobby Matthews, Virginia Matthews, John Gimberling, Mike Cassidy, Paul Rust, Scott Aukerman, Harris Whittles, Mike Still, Danielle Snyder, and James Adomian. Stolen Idea is only available on Stitcher Premium. Go to StitcherPremium.com/stolen.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.